Since 1925, one name has stood strong in the lumber business, Wyatt Bell and Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, Plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family-owned, industry-trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell & Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
Good Monday morning. Coming on a little bit late this morning. I apologize for the tardiness. Hopefully it doesn't get too many folks off their routine. But I do appreciate those who listen in. Start this morning by telling you that you need to be aware of a speed limit change if you travel US 60 West down around Berna. That area has always had a speed zone. It drops to 45 miles an hour, but it has extended a bit farther now. So it now extends out there just past the fire department, the Berna Fire Department, and the county EMS building. So just be aware when you're traveling down in that area, and I would anticipate that since it's a new speed zone, there may be some early enforcement of that, if you know what I mean. In Crittenden County, Kentucky 506 has reopened after that bridge replacement out there near the Caldwell County line. And elsewhere across Crittenden County, about $1 million worth of new bridges will be installed this fall. The Crittenden County Fiscal Court has met a couple of times over the last few days and awarded bids for a couple of projects, one of them on Mexico Road. And that bridge has been out for more than a year. And it's a fairly regularly used thoroughfare to get you from over around US 60 West and the Moore Hill area back over toward Francis. It's kind of a shortcut for some folks who commute, and carries a good number of cars each day. But that bridge has been bid, and it will be replaced starting in October, it looks like, and Jim Smith Construction has received that bid, and they say it'll take about a month to get that bridge on Mexico Road up and running again, you might say. And then there's a bridge on Nun Switch Road out in the northern part of Crittenden County, that bridge across Hood's Creek. It is not out right now. The weight limit has just been dropped down to 3 tons, so school buses can't cross it. Emergency vehicles, farm vehicles are not supposed to. So that bridge will also be replaced starting in around October. And that's down in the curve there where the old train station was at one time on Nun Switch Road. Couple of things this weekend, get on your calendar. We've been talking about them for some time. The Fredonia Festival is this weekend, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family, so get down there and enjoy that. The parade kicks off Friday night. Donnie Conway will be the Grand Marshal, and then in Marion at the Ben E. Clement Mineral Museum and at Foes Hall will be a big event on Saturday, the Hudson Mine 100-year anniversary celebration. That was a huge rescue in 1926. They saved the lives of some miners that were trapped, and that garnered national attention. That's going to be a big day, a whole lot going on. We heard earlier in the week from Andrea Clement about that, so I hope you enjoy it. We're going to take just a short break and hear from some of our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and visit with Rebecca Woodall in just a bit and bring you up to speed on what's going on out the Marion Crittenden County Park.
Get ready, Western Kentucky! Catawba Days is back on August 22nd at Silver Cliff Park and Catawba Beach. We're bringing the heat with free carnival rides, free kayak rides, a free foam party, and free live music from High Noon Moon. From the Zoomer to the Pirate's Revenge, if it's a ride, it's free. Now, while the fun is on us, make sure to bring a little spending money for our incredible food trucks and arts and crafts vendors. Grab some barbecue, shaved ice, or a unique handmade gift to remember the day. That's Catawba Days, August 22nd on Lake Barkley. It's the ultimate summer celebration. See you at the beach.
I know I always bring this up, but I just want you to have your antenna up this week on the Crittenden Press and Throwback Thursday from 1976, 50 years ago, as most of our regular readers and perhaps regular listeners to this program know, we have this feature in the Crittenden Press. We call it Throwback Thursday, where we pull items from the past out of our archives and relive them in the Crittenden Press. It's typically on page 4 on our news briefs page. But this week, a very special Throwback Thursday. You can see some guys who participated in the Bicentennial Mustache Contest back in 1976. And a big shout out to one of those, Richard Granger, who was a former school teacher, who was the winner of the longest handlebar mustache. And for those of you who know Richard, he is a great man, a fine gentleman, was a great teacher. And he's going through some tough times right now with some health issues. And just glad that this popped up in our memory bank. And we were able to share that in the Throwback Thursday. If you know Richard, reach out to him and tell him you are thinking about him and praying about him during this difficult time in his life. And we hope that he bounces back really quickly. And congratulations to the Mark Williams Land Team for receiving a big award at their national conference recently for Whitetail Properties. He is one of the top agents in the nation, and his entire team was recognized for an honor for sales performance. And you can find more about that award in this week's Crittenden Press. And in case you are interested, the Hurricane Camp Meetings Board will have a public meeting on Tuesday, August the 18th at the Dining Hall there at Hurricane Church, and discuss camp business for the coming year. As you know, that is held every summer down at Hurricane Camp, a tradition that's lasted well over 100 years. But that meeting will be at 6:30 p.m. August 18th. That's a Tuesday down at Hurricane Camp, and that is a board meeting for those who organize that. And for those of you, again, who read the Crittenden Press regularly, you know about Brenda Underdown. She is the community's historian laureate, and she came in the office this week just about 3 feet off the ground, excited, and was just bubbling over about a rare item that she found, and it comes from Tulu. It was an emblem from a letter jacket, and it was the old Tulu Indian and the T. And you'll have to see these to understand, but apparently those are very rare. Brenda says she had never seen one before. It has all the colors. Of course, that Tulu team is legendary for going to the state basketball championship back in the 1920s. And you can see that emblem in this week's Crittenden Press. And if you have the digital copy, you can see it in full color because it's on page 6, which does not carry color in the actual newspaper. If you're ever interested in getting the digital version of the Crittenden Press, you can do that online. It's only $32 a year, and you get that newspaper sent right to your inbox every week.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, a little bit of sports action going on this week. The Rocket football team will be down at Ballard Memorial in La Center, Kentucky on Friday night for their first preseason scrimmage. And the Crittenden County Lady Rocket soccer team will be in action on Saturday. That'll be a home scrimmage. That will be at Marion City County Park, and that starts at 11 a.m. for the varsity game, and then there will be a JV game after that. They will be taking on Logan County. It's just about time, folks, for all the fall sports to kick off here in Crittenden County and elsewhere in West Kentucky. Also, it's time to sign up for fall youth baseball and softball in Crittenden County. There's a registration forms at the Crittenden Press and YTG Insurance. And also for youth soccer, registration is also available at the Crittenden County Youth Soccer Association Facebook page and at the Crittenden Press in Marion.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
So welcome, Rebecca Woodall. Again, Rebecca's kind of one of our favorite individuals in the community to interview for our podcast, but she has so many irons in the fire, wears so many different hats in the community, and her day job is the Family and Consumer Science Extension Agent out at the extension office, but she does so much more, like her predecessor Nancy Hunt, just so involved in the community. And I know Rebecca tries her best to fill those big shoes too. That Nancy cast a big shadow, didn't she, Rebecca?
Yeah, she sure did.
She sure did. And your mic's starting to kind of fall down. I'll make sure we can hear you good.
Okay.
So Rebecca is here this morning to talk about the story walk, and that may be a new term for most of our listeners, although I believe we did talk about it on here once before, Rebecca. But
when I was raising the money.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, when you were doing the fundraiser. Of course, this took a lot of money. Let's tell our listeners first, explain to them what we're even talking about. This is your part of the program. Step in.
Yeah. So being an educator and a family consumer science agent, I didn't realize how many people didn't know what a story walk was, what that meant. Some people thought we were putting books in each of the different boards, but it's a story that you read page by page.
Mm-hmm.
So you read the first page of the book, you walk a little bit, and then there's the next page. So by the time you finish with your walk, you've read a story.
But there are 20 steel, they're almost like little kiosks. It's not a bigger kiosk like you would see in a park or such, but they're storyboards.
I call them storyboards.
Storyboards, and they're Riley Tool and Dye fabricated these things, and they're built to be, built to last, built to handle the Mother Nature and all the elements, and then there's plexiglass or something on these, right, that cover up, and you can change what's in the story that's inside of this.
Yes, the goal is to change them monthly, but they've made it where I just have to unscrew it, and then there's a hinge, so I flip it up.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat easy, but also not the easiest for someone to get into and do it. But yeah, the goal is to change it every month.
And this is all around, is it just around the walking trail?
It's around the walking trail, the park. It starts at the, or it will start at the, I always call it the upper part of the park, but.
Upper Park Drive, Jim Fred
mm-hmm. Mills Drive, or is it? I can't
remember. Gordon Blue Gas?
No. I'll tell you in a minute. But okay. The other one was Chantel Benton's dad, Red Benton Way. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's above Gordon Blue Gas Stadium, I guess. It's above there. It'll start there. You walk around the walking trail, which is a little over a mile?
Right at 1.25 mm-hmm. miles.
Yeah. But it ends at the playground, which we specifically went that because we didn't want anybody getting knocked by foul ball as they're reading the book, or mm-hmm. but also, you know, hopefully the kids will see it and want to go on it if they don't already know about it. So mm-hmm. the last one's right there by the playground, the new playground that Jason Hatfield helped with.
Yeah, the new playground right there off Old Morganfield Road. So it starts up in the upper parking lot where you get onto mm-hmm. the walking trail there. And then, so these are just, they're staggered throughout the walking trail. So what kind of stories will be on these? Are these made for young folks, old folks, all of us?
All of us, right. Yeah. The vision for me was to help, because the story walk, I don't think I talked about that yet, helps with, it encourages physical fitness, but it mm-hmm. also encourages early literacy skills as well as family bonding, because ideally a family would go and walk and read it. I would still enjoy it myself with no children, but anyone, and we may switch it up occasionally and have different things if there's something going on in the community, but largely books for children that, older children can read, but then parents can read with the child. Sarah and Todd and I had a big discussion on the height because we wanted it.
The Rileys.
Yeah, the Rileys, sorry. Who they put them up and they called me to see what height they wanted because, mm-hmm.
Children need to be.
Yeah, the children need to be able to see it, mm-hmm. but they also, parents need to not have to be on their knees to read it to them. So that was the whole discussion. But, ideally families will go through and read it together. And I think one of the articles I wrote when I was raising the money, I talked about how I had two older brothers who were just old enough to be on two different baseball leagues. So I would have loved this as a child because I got a little bored at some of the baseball games as much as I love them. So, but it's all, it's a safe place for the kids to kind of walk around as well if they're by themselves.
So is there any thought to tailoring these at maybe specific times of the year or specific events through history to where it might have some local history and tell a story?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Of course, my way of thinking is, of course, I want something on Mental Health Month, something that ties mm-hmm. into mental health and child abuse prevention, and March is Nutrition Month. So I like those two be there, but then
all of the causes that you champion.
Yes. But then also, there's been some discussion about maybe having a contest where someone writes a book that would fit in there and, mm-hmm. Put that in there as well. And like you said, some, I think there's opportunities to tie it in with things that are going in the community as mm-hmm. well. And like you said, some of the history mm-hmm. And that kind of thing. It has endless possibilities.
Engage some of these local historians that we have, like Brenda and Cutter and Robert Ordway. I don't know if you know Robert, but he's really been doing a lot of research. His family was here, and there's actually a story in the newspaper this week that he has written about some of the mining heritage in this mm-hmm. area. So, I think that would be pretty cool too. Really, yeah.
And how cool would it be too? Like, when the big Gem and Mineral show's here, like have something there.
Right.
To tie in with that.
Or, perfect.
And like when we had the 250 event, if we had had something with that, mm-hmm. So it can not only, of course, Chamber is me too, is part one of my causes, mm-hmm. but something that will encourage people that when they do have things that we have tourism, people coming in touring, they can encourage them to get out in other parts of the county as well.
Yeah. So these are installed. They're around the park walking trail now. When will there be a story in here? When will this debut?
My goal, it's going to kind of have two different levels of debut. My goal is to have a story in by the end of next week, maybe back to school something. Mm-hmm. But I do have some family issues going on, so a lot of things are tentative right now is what mm-hmm. I'm telling people. But my goal is by next weekend to have something in there. It will not, many people sponsor these signs, so it will not have those sponsor signs yet because Brennan Cruz is working on those for me. Mm-hmm. Because you know, some people bought whole signs and some people just donated, but several of them will have like in honor of something. So those signs will not be in yet, but we will be having a ribbon cutting when those signs are in. Mm-hmm. So, I have a connection to ribbon cutting.
Well, while I have you here in the studio, I want to pick your brain on something else, kind of changing gears here, because this ferry, you mentioned the fact that you are involved in the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, you are the chairman of the board, director of the Chamber of Commerce. Been talking to some of the folks. I know the chamber is getting ready to consider passing a resolution next week to support some sort of resolution to this contract impasse between the state of Kentucky and the ferry owner and Illinois as well. Tell us a little bit about what you are hearing and or seeing in our community with regard to the impact of this ferry being idle right now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who don't realize how it connects us all so much. Like, I have not personally been on the ferry in years, but it affects our businesses. Like, sure. You can go, we have a couple rush minutes of the day typically. Town's not as busy, you know, which no. That's going to affect our businesses. Our businesses aren't as busy, which is going to affect our taxes. And, like, it's going to affect a lot. And, like, I hear business owners talking about it and how they can tell a difference already. And, you know, anytime I'm in line or place shopping or whatever, there's always someone from Illinois who came over on ferry. Mm-hmm. especially I think on Saturdays is mm-hmm. when I really see them, and I just think it's essential that we get that up and going. So the core values of Chamber are advocate, integrity, engage, promote, and inspire. And you know, we do a lot of the promotion and the engaging. We don't do a lot of the advocating, but this is a time that we really do need mm-hmm. to step up and do that.
Yes, indeed it is. And, you know, right now it's probably, as far as the commerce and economy, it's affecting Kentucky more so than probably Southern Illinois. There it's affecting individual families because a lot of people don't realize this, but over in Southern Illinois, they do not have a grocery store or a pharmacy. So those folks were coming across the ferry and coming to our local pharmacies and going to the grocery store here and avoiding having a trip to, you know, they're looking at Harrisburg, Illinois is the nearest place to go get groceries and or Paducah. So it's a long commute for them to do that. And then they have one gas station in far southern Illinois. So they would come over here and buy gas and get groceries and it is. People don't realize the commerce that has been going on since the 1700s, mm-hmm. You know, that this ferry has been operating there. And it's a shame that we can't come to some resolution in this. Where there's a will, there's a way. And right now, it appears that all the players do not have the will. Mm-hmm. And we have to, as a community, urge that will on.
Yes, yes.
So anything we can do to press this on, and I appreciate the chamber recognizing that and working on a resolution. I think the city of Marion is doing the same. Of course, the county judge executive is working on this daily. And we hope and pray that this thing will resolve. It's not going to resolve itself, so people are going to have to get engaged. So.
Absolutely. And may I add that getting engaged is not complaining on social media.
Exactly. Like, that's
white noise to the politicians, to the decision mm-hmm. makers. Like, we have to actually reach out to people, have those mm-hmm. conversations, and yeah. not just complain on Facebook.
That's right. Excellent point, and point well taken. So, all right, Rebecca Woodall, again, wears many hats in this community. Appreciate all that you do and appreciate your time this morning visiting with us.
Well, thank you very much. Always good to be here.
And that's going to wrap up this morning's program. Thank you for listening in. We will talk to you again the first of the week. Have a great weekend.